मैत्रेय उवाच
मैत्रेय उवाच
Maitreya said, after hearing the statement of his mother, Gopila could understand her purpose, and he became compassionate towards her because of being born from her body. He described the Sankhya system of philosophy, which is a combination of devotional service and mystic realization, and is received by the civic succession.
Vidityartham Gopila Mathuritham Jatasneho Jatra Tannabhijataha Tatta Amnayam Jat Prabhadanti Shankham Prabhachavai Bhakti Vitana Yogam. So, Kapildev is the propounder of Shankhapilaja. This is original Kapildev. Later on, there was another Kapil there. So he is called the atheist Kapil. And this Kapil there is known as Devahuti Putra, the son of Devahuti Kapil. So Sankhya Yogam, the later atheist Kapila or Sankhya Yoga is different from this Sankhya Yoga. The atheist Kapila or Sankhya Yoga is analysis of the material elements. So this analysis of material elements by the atheist Kapila is very much liked by the Western philosophers. And the Sankhya Yoga explained, propounded by Devahuti Putra Kapila, is practically unknown. So this Kapila, Devahuti, son of Devahuti Kapila, he is Sankhya Yoga means Bhakti Vitana Yoga. How Bhakti, devotional service to the Lord, is expanded, that is Sankhya Yoga. And how it is received, that is also stated here, Tattva Amnayam Jat Bhadanti Sankham. Amnayam, by disciplic succession. No philosophical speculation, but as it is received by predecessor, by tradition, amnayam, tattam amnayam. We cannot manufacture tattva. That is improper way of understanding the truth. Generally, the Western philosophers, they try to understand the absolute truth by the ascending process. there are two processes of understanding the Absolute Truth. One is called ascending process or inductive logic, and another process is descending process or deductive logic. So, ascending process is based on speculation, and descending process is based on fact. This evening we are talking about Bhagavad Gita, that Bhagavad Gita is understood by the descending process. As Krishna said, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that this yoga system, Bhagavad Gita is also yoga system, that is bhakti yoga. Although there are description of karma, jnana, and the mystic yoga, and ultimately bhakti yoga, but actually it is meant for bhakti yoga, the Bhagavad Gita. Those who are jnanis, speculative, for them also it is described. And those who are hatha yogis, they are also described there. But ultimately the conclusion is bhakti yoga. Just like in the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the yoga system is described. The yoga system is described that one has to go in a secluded place and he has to sit down straight, right angular, and see the front portion of the nose and the eyes half closed. In this way, the Hatha Yoga system or Ashtanga Yoga system is described in the Bhagavad Gita. But when Arjuna said that this system of yoga is very difficult for me, Krishna, I cannot concentrate my mind in this way. Chanchalahi mana krishna pramathi balavad dhiram tasyaham nigraham manne vayureva sudushkaram. 5,000 years ago, a personality like Arjuna was so qualified that he could talk with Krishna as ordinary friend. How much exalted he was! Just we can imagine. And born in the royal family, very exalted position, great warrior, he said, Krishna, I cannot execute this yoga system. It is not possible. Chanchalahi mana krishna pramathi balavadhiram tasyaham nigraham mana. My mind is so disturbed that to control the mind is exactly like that to control the wind. Suppose there is very heavy wind, and if one tries to stop it by spreading his hand, is it possible? It is not possible. He has given this example. Pramathi balavadhiram. Mind is so uncontrollable, just like madman. Mind business is like that. Immediately I am accepting something and again rejecting. Everyone has got this experience. Therefore, he frankly said that the control of the mind is not possible for me. I cannot do it. So, now just try to understand the personality of like Arjuna is not ordinary man. He was advised by Krishna to practice this yoga system meditation generally. Actually, yoga system means meditation. Dhyanavasthita jadgatena manasa pasyanti yam yogin. The yogis, they, dhyanavasthita manasa, mind being absorbed in meditation and concentrates the mind on Vishnu form of the Lord, four-handed Vishnu. That is, dhyanavasthita tadgatena manasa pasyanti yam yogina. Jang Brahmarunanda Rudrastunanti the Baistavai Bidai Shang Padakama Upanishadai Dayanti Jang Samaga Dhyanava Sitatatukatena Manasa Pashanti Jang Jogina Jashantangana Vidu Surasuragana Divayatasmai Namah. So this yoga system is meant for persons who are too much bodily attached, this hatha yoga system. And otherwise, real yoga system is the sankhya yoga or bhakti yoga, real yoga system. This is preliminary. Therefore, when Arjuna declined, I cannot execute the yoga system. So Krishna, in order to pacify Arjuna, because he was friend, Krishna thought that Arjuna is thinking, unable to execute this yoga. He pacified him by saying ultimately, "My dear Arjuna, don't be agitated." Indirectly he said that you are a first-class yogi. How is that I am first-class yogi? Because you are always thinking of me. Arjuna, he did not know anything but Krishna. Krishna, when he placed himself divided into two in the battlefield, because it was a family fight. So Krishna said that I can divide myself, both of them approached. Duryodhana approached and Arjuna also approached. Krishna will become my side. So Krishna said that I have got 18 akhoyane, division of soldiers, that is one side, and I personally one side. So Arjuna thought that what shall I do simply by taking Krishna, and he says that I will not fight. If I go to any side, I will not fight. So Arjuna thought it wise that let me take his soldiers. 18 divisions, many thousands of elephants, horses, chariots. There is estimate. Very big number of elephants, horses. I don't remember exactly. But so Duryodhana decided to take the soldiers of Krishna. But Arjuna thought that if I get Krishna in my side, that is sufficient. I don't want his soldier. So Krishna was so friendly and very loving friend, not ordinary friend. Therefore Krishna said, "My dear Arjuna, don't be disappointed because you cannot execute this Ashtanga Yoga. The first-class yogi is he who always thinks of me. Yoginam api sarvesa madgata antaratmana. One who has taken Krishna within his heart and always thinking of Krishna. Satata smartabho Vishnu, this is the system. This is meditation. If one is thinking of Krishna 24 hours, that is the first class meditation. You are seeing Krishna here, standing with Radharani, and if you see always, then you naturally you get impression of Krishna within the heart. And if you serve Krishna, those who are engaged in service, just like they are offering this foodstuff, Krishna, they have prepared this foodstuff very nicely, thinking that Krishna will eat, let us do it very keenly and attentively, and whatever they can offer first-class thing, that is meditation. Because they are thinking of Krishna. This foodstuff will be taken by Krishna. This dress will be used by Krishna. These flowers will be offered to the lotus feet of Krishna. Real meditation is this. And that is the first class yoga. Therefore, Krishna is advising in the seventh chapter that if you cannot think of me, then you can think of me in your ordinary dealings. Rasoham apsukonthiya. I am the taste of the water. So that this yoga system we have to practice. This yoga system, this is called Sankhya Yoga. That is explained here. Prabhacha bhai bhakti vitana yoga. The more you think of Krishna, satatam chintayantangama, satatam kirtayantangama. These are advice in the Bhagavad Gita. If you always chant Hare Krishna mantra, then you remember Krishna. Immediately the form of Krishna is awakened within your heart. And Krishna says, yoginamapi sarvesam madgata antaratma. Always within the heart. That is the Sankhya Yoga system or perfect yoga system. Bhakti yoga vitanam. And Krishna says personally, yoginamapi sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajate jomam same yukta tamomata. That first class. So anyway, somehow or other, if you can think of Krishna always, that is, we have named Krishna consciousness, always conscious of Krishna, then you become the first class Sankhya Yoga, Bhakti Vitanam. So, Kapil Dev could understand the desire of his mother. The mother was submissive, because to understand the Sankhya Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, it requires the first condition is submission. Tadviddhi pranipatena. You cannot understand the Sankhya Yoga system or Bhakti Yoga system by falsely being proud that you are very learned scholar or speculator. These things will not help. You have to hear about Krishna very submissive and accepting, not challenging. Then you will be able to understand. Sthane sthita sutigatang tanubhi. You remain in your position, it doesn't matter what you are. Simply you hear about Krishna. There are so many things about Krishna we can hear. Even if we are not educated, who can hear from a person who can speak rightly, but that person must be selected, not ordinary person, not professional person, but here it is said, tato amnayam. Amnayam means by disciplic succession. You have to accept a positive party, just like in political activities, you accept some party, Congress party or this party or that party. That is the system, even in politics. And similarly, you have to accept a party of devotee. There are not different parties, they are of the same party. Just like the political parties may be different, but their aim is how to improve the condition of the country or the people. Their aim is the same, but they may be little different in their ways. Similarly, there are four Amnaya parties. Amnaya means disciplic succession. One party is coming from Lord Brahma, and one party is coming from Lakshmi, goddess of fortune, or the consort of Narayana, Vishnu. That is called Brahma Sampradaya and the Sri Sampradaya. Sri means Lakshmi. Sri means beauty, Sri means fortune. Therefore, according to Vedic system, the Sri word is added before anyone's name. Sri. So there is Sri Sampradaya. And there is Kumar Sampradaya. And there is Rudra Sampradaya. There are four sampradayas of Vishnu, Vaishnava. So Brahma Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, and Kumar Sampradaya. They are called Amnayam. If you want to know the truth, then you have to accept Tattang Amnayam. Tattang Amnayam, Jatra, Jat Prabhadanti Sankham. This is Sankhapilya. You try to understand the absolute truth through the disciplic succession of Amnaya. So, in the Vaishnava Sampradaya, these four Sampradaya, these Brahma, is Brahma Sampradaya and Sri Sampradaya. The Brahma Sampradaya is at the present moment is represented by the Madhya Sampradaya. Just like we are belonging to the Madhya Gauriya Sampradaya. Our original Sampradaya from the Madhyacharya. So in that Sampradaya, disciplic succession, there was Madhavendra Puri. From Madhavendra Puri, his disciple is Ishwar Puri. And Ishwar Puri's disciple is Lord Chaitanya. And we are coming through the disciple succession of Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, our sampradaya is called Madhya Gauriya Sampradaya. But we are in the Amnaya Sampradaya. We are not upstart. We have not manufactured a sampradaya. It is coming from Lord Brahma. Similarly, there is Ramanuja Sampradaya. They are coming from Sri Sampradaya. Similarly, there is Vishnu Swami. They are coming from Lord Shiva, Rudra Sampradaya. And there is Kumar Sampradaya, Nimbaditya Sampradaya. So, Shastra says, sampradaya vihinaste mantraste vifalamata. If you do not belong to any sampradaya, party of bhakta or devotees, then vifalamata, your verdict or conclusion is vifal, without any fruit. It is not acceptable. So our, this Krishna consciousness movement is to present the Krishna consciousness or the conclusion given by Krishna or the conclusion in the Bhagavad Gita in this Amnaya, Sankhya philosophy. Disciple after disciple. Not that I know little more ABCD, I am therefore a big scholar, I can interpret Bhagavad Gita in my own way. This is useless. This is useless. You cannot make your own comment. But that is not also good. So many commentaries which have been made without this Amnaya, Sankhya process, they are useless. There is no effect. This is very essential. Therefore, Bhagavan Krishna says in the fourth chapter, evaṁ parampara prāptam, imaṁ rājara sayogi. That is required. Parampara, Amnaya, disciple succession. Otherwise it will be useless. This is the secret of success. You have to accept the same philosophy as it was contemplated by Brahma, by Narad, by Brahmacharya, or Madhyacharya, by Madhavendra Puri, by Ishwar Puri. You cannot make any new thing beyond the scope of the Amnaya Sankhya philosophy system. That is called Amnaya. Because we are imperfect. We must first of all know that we are all imperfect. However great scholar I may be, because my senses are imperfect, therefore whatever conclusion I make by my so-called scholarship, that is imperfect. Therefore, all these scientists, philosophers, they use this word, perhaps it may be, because there is no right conclusion. There is no right conclusion. He's simply speculating. So speculative knowledge cannot be perfect. Just like we are sitting here, if there is some sound on the roof, now we are, say, 100% sitting here, we can speculate that this sound may be for this reason. That all of them may be imperfect, and if somebody says from the roof that this sound was caused for this reason, that is perfect. That is perfect. Because he has got direct experience. That I was speaking in the evening. That you have to accept Bhagavad Gita by this Amnaya Pratha. Taktam Amnaya. Krishna says to Arjuna that this Bhagavad Bhakti Yoga or Bhagavad Gita Yoga, that is a yoga. Yoga means which connects, and vyoga means which disconnects. So we are now disconnected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now we have to connect again our relationship. That is called yoga. That yoga is described in the Bhagavad Gita as karma yoga, jnana yoga, and ashtanga yoga, and at last bhakti yoga. So bhakti yoga is the last status of yoga system. Therefore it is said that bhakti vitana yogam. Bhakti, just like you are going upstairs, and step by step, when you go to the topmost step, that is the end of your going up. Similarly, the karma yoga, jnana yoga, and dhyana yoga, and then bhakti yoga. The ultimate end is bhakti yoga. So, if you have gone few steps, that is karma yoga. If you have got few more steps, that is jnana yoga. And if you go few more steps, that is dhyana yoga. And when you reach the ultimate status, that is called bhakti yoga. The step is the same. Mamo vartmano vartante manusa partha spartha sarvasa. Everyone is going trying to reach the ultimate absolute truth. But it is simply partial understanding. By jnana yoga, dhyana yoga, karma yoga, you can understand partially the absolute truth. But bhakti yoga, you can understand complete. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, bhaktya mam abhijanati. He does not say, by jnana, by karma, by meditation, one can understand me fully. No, he does not say. He says clearly, bhaktya mam abhijanati javana jaschami tattata. Tattata, in truth, what I am, that can be understood only by bhakti yoga. You see, Bhagavad Gita. So, to understand the absolute truth, you have to accept the Sankhya yoga or bhakti vitana yoga. Then you will understand. Question was by Devahuti that mandadhi sukhaṁ buddhiya. Sukhaṁ buddhiya. Very easily, without any much trouble, I understand. You kindly describe in this way, the absolute truth I can understand very easily. So that is bhakti yoga. In the ninth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it is said, susukham kartum abhayam. Susukham. If you practice bhakti yoga, it is very easy, at the same time very pleasing. Very pleasing. Susukham kartum abhayam. And abhayam. Abhayam means not deteriorating. Salpam api asya dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya. If you execute, even partially, it has got so potency that it will lead you more and more to the ultimate goal of life. This is called perfect Sankhya Yoga. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is meant for giving education to the people of the Sankhya Yoga system or bhakti yoga system, because it is the recommended process by authorities, and all the amnaya, origin of the amnaya, just like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, then Kapil Dev, here is Kapil Dev, they are Mahajan. Mahajan means great authorities. Dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam mahajana jina gatasya pantha. It is very difficult to understand the path of perfection. Therefore, the Shastra recommended that you follow the Mahajan. This is called Amnaya. You follow the Mahajan. And who are Mahajan? They are also described in the Shastras. Svayambhu Narada Sambhu. Svayambhu means Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma is another name, is Svayambhu. He was found in the lotus flower emanating from the navel of Vishnu. So practically, he was not born of father and mother. Therefore, he is called Svayambhu. Svayambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Narada Muni is authority. And Sambhu, Lord Shiva. Therefore, there is Rudra Sampradaya, Amna, because he is authority. Svayambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kumara, this Kumara. And Kumara means Chatushan, Sanat Kumara, Chatushan. They are also authorities. And Kapildev, here, Devahuti Putra Kapildev, he is also authority. In this way, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Kapildev, Mano, and Bhishma Dev, Janak, Janak Maharaj, Bhishma Dev, and Sukhdev Goswami, Prahlad Maharaj. In this way, there are 12 authorities. And all of them are following the Sankhya philosophy or Bhakti Yoga. All of them. So you have to accept one of these Mahajana, Mahajana Jena Gatasya Pantha. Then you will be successful. Tarka Pratishtham. If you want to learn the absolute truth by logic and argument, it will never be possible. Logician, you may be one logician, better logician than me, and another logician may be better than you. The absolute truth is abhanga manasa bhuja. By logical arguments, how you can reach? That is not possible. Tarka apritsa, therefore, it is useless waste of time. Tarka pratishta sutayo vibhinya. Scriptures. Even you take the Vedic scriptures, there are so many. Four Vedas, some of them are following the Yajur Veda, some of them following Rig Veda, some of them Sham Veda, Atharva Veda. Then there are Upanishads, then there are Puranas, then Brahma Sutra, Ramayana, Mahabharata. They are all right, but because I am ill-advised, I take conclusion different. Sutayo vibhinna, or you take Bible or Quran. So by simply reading all the scriptures, it is very difficult also. Sutayo vibhinna, naso munijyasya matangna bhinnam. Muni and thoughtful men, philosophers, they are also defeating one thoughtful man, another thoughtful man. Unless he defeats another man, philosopher, he does not become a very big philosopher. Therefore it is said, naso muni jasya matangna bhinna. One, you cannot become a muni unless you propound a different system of philosophy. So this is the position. Dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam. Therefore, the truth of spiritual life is very complicated. It is very difficult to understand. Then how I shall be able to understand? The conclusion is Mahajana Jena Gatasya Pantha. You follow the Mahajana. Out of these 12 Mahajana, you follow any one of them and you will be successful. So our proposition is that that Krishna is the original Mahan. Krishna instructed Brahma. Brahma is also Mahajan. And Krishna instructed everyone, just like Bhagavad Gita. He is instructing everyone. How? Aham adirhi devanam. All the demigods, they are subordinate to me. Aham adi. I am the original. Everyone has learned from Krishna. In the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, Tene brahma rida adikavai. So, Krishna is teaching personally, just like Kapildev is teaching personally. So you take Kapildev's philosophy, Sankhya philosophy, Krishna's philosophy, Bhagavad Gita, but try to understand as he says, don't interpret in the wrong way. So this is Amnaya Pratha. See, if we fix up the idea how to receive transcendental knowledge and how to practice it, if we simply take the instruction of this Mahajana, Amnaya, so that will be very beneficial and easy also. So Kapildev will describe the Sankhya philosophy to his mother, not only mother, but tannabhijata. Naturally, if we take birth from my mother, I've got natural affection for my mother. That Devahuti is not ordinary mata. She is very submissive. Therefore it is said that jatasneha. Naturally there is affection. And when Kapildev saw that this woman is supposed to be less intelligent, but she is very submissive, and my mother. In both ways, he became compassionate, that she is eager to know about the truth, and she is so submissive, and after all I have received this body from this woman, my mother, so let me try to give her the best of the philosophical conclusion, and that is Sankhya philosophy, he would speak from the next verse. Thank you very much.